Philly's street sweeping experiment has not gone off without a hitch. Crews have struggled to keep pace with the program's weekly schedule. Less than 2 months into the pilot, the city realized it spent millions on trucks that couldn't squeeze down some streets. And now, the latest issue. Workers say they've been doing this dirty job with subpar safety equipment. WHYY's Aaron Moselle reports.
Philly launched the pilot to see if it could clean city streets without making residents move their cars, something people have griped about here for years. The linchpin to this plan, gas-powered leaf blowers. Since mid-April, workers have used them to send trash from curb lines and sidewalks into the middle of the street so mechanical broom trucks can come by and suck it all up. It's dirty work, not for the faint of heart.
We out here, we don't know what's on the needles. You know, you got the feces we blowing.
5 days a week, Shakita Armstead straps on a leaf blower in neighborhoods around the city. Today, she's in Kensington, the epicenter of Philly's opioid epidemic. The needles she's talking about are the syringes drug users regularly dump on the sidewalk after injecting. The feces come from people living on the streets. These conditions are serious health hazards. The city is trying to contain an outbreak of hepatitis A, a highly contagious liver disease caused by a virus transmitted by the so-called oral fecal route. Omar Salam is a business agent with the union that represents hundreds of workers in the city's streets department.
Trash routes, street sweeping routes, recycling routes, let's not leave them out. That's a very important job, which is also very dangerous.
Salam says the protective eyewear and disposable paper face masks the department offers its employees are cheap and largely ineffective. So he's pushing for better gear. He says it hasn't been easy going.
The city always finds a way to find money for all the things that they want to do, but something as basic as making sure that the guys have the proper equipment to do their job is always a fight.
The streets department's budget for this fiscal year is about $230 million. Commissioner Carlton Williams says right now there isn't any money allocated for upgraded safety goggles and face masks, but he also says worker safety is his number one priority.
If we need to give them a different type of equipment for them to be safe while doing their jobs, then that's what we're going to do.
When that might happen is unclear. New equipment seems to take time. For example, it took 6 months for the department to purchase puncture-proof gloves for workers who are concerned about getting pricked by those needles. The first phase of Philly's street sweeping pilot wraps up on December 1st. Williams says worker safety is one of the issues city officials will discuss when they sit down to evaluate the program and what it might look like next spring when it's scheduled to start back up. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.